Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Wow. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 80. Today is Saturday, August 12th, 2017. I am your host, Lita, and joining me in the co-host chair over there is Niecy. Hey, Niecy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing very, very well. So thank you for coming and filling in for Stone. Stone's away this week. Sends his apologies. He's just had a family emergency. So Niecy stepped up to the plate. So thank you very much for doing that.
And no problem. Anytime.
Yeah. And we have a guest, which is all very exciting. So today we have Sel. Hey, Sel. Yay.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. Thank you very much for the invite.
Oh, you are most welcome. And we're really thrilled to have a chat with you and find out a little bit about you and what you've been doing, especially with the challenge tunes, which is why we're here. So let's get going. So how about you tell us a little bit about yourself? So the player behind the character. So who is Sel? Tell us.
The person is, 30 something American, but, this has always been, WoW has been one of those things that I just kind of use as a time waster. So I don't take it too seriously. Mm-hmm. So I've never done things like, raiding or anything like that. I've always been a solo player. That's mainly what I do. I just level characters. So when I found the Iron Man challenge, I was just like a perfect fit for me.
Mm-hmm. So. Nice. Okay.
All right, so tell us, how long have you been playing WoW, and when did you first start trying the challenges?
I started playing WoW right at the beginning of Wrath of the Lich King. So, what's that, maybe coming on 9 years now?
Wrath, baby.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Okay.
So, and let's see, I started the challenge maybe late Kata, early Mop. Mm-hmm. It was right around the time that... Leeson, the very first person who ever got to max level, mm-hmm. I read an interview with her, and I read the interview and was intrigued. So mm-hmm. it was right around the start of Mop.
Yes, yes. And Stone and I always pronounce it wrong. Leeson? I'm pretty sure.
Leeson. Okay.
Yes. One of us always calls it Lysan, and the other one of us calls it Leeson, and one of us right. And I'm pretty sure it's me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I always get it wrong too.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's Leeson. So yes, and he is definitely a veteran of the WoW challenges, the Iron Man challenge, for a very long time, which is wonderful. Okay, so tell us, at the moment with your challenge tunes, what are you currently focused on, and why is that? Like, what ones are you predominantly Iron Man, or do you like to tinker in the other challenges?
Predominantly Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Back during Mop, I raised a pacifist to max level, but then I've got a bloodthirsty that I took to 40. But other than that, it's been almost all Iron Man. I run mm-hmm. almost exclusively Night Elf Hunter, just because I figure, once I make it to top level on that one, then I'll start getting a little bit more exotic, but easy things first. So,
nice.
But I haven't been playing a lot lately. About a month ago, I had two high level tunes die back to back, and I needed a break. And then during that time, I started developing hand problems, and now I'm at the point now where using a mouse is kind of painful. So I've actually been away from WoW for pretty solid for about a month now. But but right now, I think I've got a group of tunes of varying classes that are in the 40 to 60 range, maybe 7 or 8 tunes right now mm-hmm. that are alive.
Okay. So. All right. Well, sorry to hear about your hand issues. That's
absolutely
not good. I'm
Yeah, I can feel for you there. I've had some of my own off and on where I've been like playing with like ice packs under my wrist just because I'm like, I will not stop playing.
Ice packs is a good idea.
And the sad part is I think it's the computer because, you know, when I'm on the computer is when it hurts. And when I stay away from the computer for a few days, then it's no problem at all, which kind of stinks. But
yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So what is your fondest challenge memory so far?
You know, I've got two. I've been trying to parse them and I can't decide. One was raising pacifist to max level. That one was a big one for me. And then do you know... In Red Ridge, there is a quest where you have to sneak past like 50 elite sleeping dogs and pick up a key.
Well,
I was doing that quest once and I accidentally woke them all up and they all chased me. And I don't know how. I didn't use Vanish or anything like that, but I was able to outrun them and I lived.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And that was... probably took about 5 years off my life. But,
I bet. Oh my gosh.
But that's one that's always stuck with me. So.
Wow. That's a pretty impressive set of memories. I mean, first off, pacifist to max level. That is
absolutely
amazing. That is so amazing because I have not even tried pacifist yet.
You have to remember, this was back then, the rules were much different. Like if I tried to use him now, he's red flagged, you know. Yeah. Back then I had never even heard of a proximity kill. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so he's got quite a few proximity kills that I had never, you know, that. So yeah, it's a different challenge now than it was back then when I did it. It's a lot harder now, I think.
Tani had one of the first ones once that all changed with, was it Legion or was it before Legion? Was it actually Warlords?
I think it was in Warlords is when it first came in because we're like, how are we getting credit for a kill when it was like 15 feet in the other direction and we weren't even facing that direction? And it's like, I'm really nervous about if I manage to get mine up towards Warlords and Legion and even Panda because I know it's really busy. Even now, I'm like scared to death when I'm on her. I'm like out there, I'm like, nobody kill anything near me. Nobody kill anything near me.
Yeah.
And I'm like in zones where it's like green and gray to me. So I'm like, maybe it won't count if it doesn't give like experience or anything. So I'm just like, it's like I'm just petrified going out when it's a busy time in the zones because I don't want that to happen.
And that's probably one of the things. Is that what you found, Sel, when you were leveling your pacifist that you would try? Would you look at doing it at certain times that may be, you know, not necessarily prime time? Or did it not matter for you then? It was easy enough that you could play your pacifist at any time?
Well, the big issue for me was trying to make sure that the nodes were full. Mm-hmm. And the realm that I was playing on was a relatively busy realm. So I found that playing really early in the morning, like anywhere between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. server time, was the most efficient if I was looking for efficiency. But otherwise, I could play anytime. So,
Okay. All right. That's interesting. All right. And next question then is, what zones do you usually level through or what routes do you take to find that is most effective for you when you do level your iron tunes?
I have a very rigid system. I can probably run it with my eyes closed.
Okay.
Since I almost always start out with a Night Elf Hunter. So I'll go through the Night Elf starting area and then I will do Dark Shore until I hit Revered. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I hit Revered, I'm at level 18. So then I can go grab the, the $1 or the 1 gold 16 slot bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hop the boat and I go grab my level 17 armor and I head on over to Red Ridge, and then I've got this, you know, go down south, Duskwood, the two Stranglethorn zones, then Dustwallow, Thousand Needles, Tenaris, Fellwood, Winterspring, and
okay,
same system all the time. And then for all the expansion packs, it's just, that's a lot more random, just whatever I feel like doing at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. What was one of the worst or embarrassing ways you've died on a WoW challenge tune? And what zone do you think is the most unfriendly to a challenge tune as well?
How about disqualification instead of death? My level 40 bloodthirsty, the only bloodthirsty I ever did, I logged in and he had a set of blue pants in his bag. And I was like, sweet.
Blue pants,
those are going to look awesome. And so I put on the blue pants and I'm going around for about 15 minutes killing things. And then it just kind of dawns on me. I'm like, why did I put on blue pants? That was a really stupid thing to do.
Oh, no.
I didn't even do it accidentally. I did it intentionally. And it's just, I did not feel like a smart man that day. So.
Oh, my gosh. I know I'm, like, paranoid about whether or not the little magnifying glass shows up when I'm trying to see what it's going to look like, mm-hmm. to see if it's going to sell or if I'm going to vendor it. Because I'm like, oh, please make sure you know it's actually going to pop up in the dressing room and not put it on me.
Exactly. I know your pain on that one. Yep.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think we all have that moment of when we're checking our bags and, you know, because obviously bloodthirsties can wear green now and, of course, irons can't. So also remembering what tune you're on. That does help.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Am I on a blood? Am I on an iron? Am I on a blood? Am I on an iron? Yes, that's always
and interesting. That's what really screwed me up when I started running the bloodthirsty was their gear rules change. And so every time I'd log into a tune, I'd have to stop and actively get into the certain mindset. Okay, what can I put on? What can't I put on? And it's just, I didn't realize how big of a problem that was going to be until after I started doing it. But
yeah, I've had a couple scary moments when I've popped on my two irons that I'm on every so often. And I'm like, oh, God, did I just put a green on? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
It makes you think. It really makes you think.
Yes, it does.
Yes, there's nothing worse. Hence why I try and keep the challenge tunes for myself, like iron in the iron's name and bloods in the bloodthirsties, because I've had it where I used to would just call them, you know, different variants of leader, and then I'd be logging in going, which one's this one? Oh, this one's my iron. Okay, all right, enough I go. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, I'm like, no, this was my bloodthirsty. Oops. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, let's not have that issue happen again. It's always interesting. Okay, and we were saying about unfriendly zones. Is there, you know, is there anything, zones that you really stay away from?
There's no zones that I actively stay away from. There are some where I will pay much more attention, have my ears perked up. Two of the ones that come to mind the most are, the opening zone in Outlands.
Hellfire.
Yeah, Hellfire, and then the Terracor Forest. Mm-hmm. Those two zones, they seem to have more, I would call them banana peels, than any of the other zones, that just little tiny things that can trip you up. So those are the two zones where I'm kind of paying the most attention. But everything else, I'm kind of on autopilot for the most part.
Okay. All right. Banana peels. I like that word. There we go. Possible show title right there. Okay.
There we go. Keep that in mind.
Oh, okay. And what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune, as well as have you got any helpful like tips or tricks to help those of us out that do play challenge tunes?
Advice-wise, I would say if you're brand new, you really have to change your mindset. A lot of the way that this game is designed is to get through stuff fast. It's all about speed. And that's going to cause you a lot of problems. This is really one of those things where you have to slow down, take your time, relax, enjoy, that sort of a thing. That's the only way you're going to really be happy, I think, trying to do this challenge. The other thing is with Hunters, I never did this on my normal tunes until I started playing Iron Man, is I always have Mend Pet rolling. If I think I'm going to be in combat anytime soon, or if I'm in combat, it's always going, even if the pet's already at 100%, because when things go badly, they go badly very quickly. Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple times where that's kind of saved my bacon. So,
okay.
And as far as tips and tricks, I discovered something on my Bloodthirsty, and I've never seen it mentioned on the forums or by Nisi, so I'm curious what she thinks about this. There is a spot in Airy Peak, I believe, and it is called, let me pull up the name real quick, Shale Watha, and it is a little spot where a group of NPC dwarves and NPC trolls fight each other. And the best part is that it's a very small, compact area. When the tunes regenerate, or when they pop up, they instantly go into combat with the other faction. Mm-hmm. So you never pull aggro, and they're always there because they speed up so fast. I didn't even have to move. And I think I stood in one spot, didn't move for an hour. And I never aggroed a single mob. I was there. I think I was 12 levels below them. They were pure red, and I was fine. And
wow.
So I thought that was a but I've never seen that spot mentioned before. So I was curious if you had come across that and you had reasons to stay away from it. Or if it was,
where in Hinterlands is that? Trying to think of what that flight plan is called. And it totally is escaping me now. Is that, like, over near Skull Rock, like, out that way?
It is to the east. It's the area that it's about as close as you can get to the water up top without going down below.
Mm, yep. Okay. I know where you're talking about.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Now, the only thing I've noticed, now, I don't know if it's true in this spot, because I've actually not ventured in that section. I've mainly farmed on the Alkin, because the owl people drop small eggs and cloth pretty well, so I use those to sell them on my server because I've got a buyer that buys for me pretty steadily, and so I can usually guarantee that that's going to be a sell on the eggs. But I've noticed in other locations, when the NPCs have fully engaged another mob and they have its full attention, that if I go in and tag it, the XP I get is not full XP.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like half or a third because it engaged them first and they had full threat on it and what have you. Now, it might be different in that spot. I always play with my experience on in the chat box so I can see what I'm getting, so I know when it's time to move on to a new section, or, you know, if somebody just came up and I didn't see them and they tagged my kill, I can see how much my XP dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually do keep a really rigid eye on how much XP per kill I'm getting, but I have not gone to that section yet.
Okay, that's a really good point. I didn't think of that, and I'm not sure if there was a reduction on XP or not. I might have to go back there and look at that again. So.
Okay.
I have seen that in some instances where if an NPC is fighting something and I go up and tag it and I'm like, okay, cool, the NPC is going to help me. And instead of like getting 175 XP, I got 50. And I was like,
No, okay. In Westfall, it's all the time. Every time I go there, it's, you know, the ones that are in the, what's the place in Westfall where you, if you help kill those gnolls, the NPCs are fighting them.
Sentinel Hill.
Yeah. I was there yesterday and the same thing. It was like, I'm just going, oh yeah, they're like 2-3 levels ahead of me. And I'm going, wow, I'm only getting this such limited XP. And then I go out and kill something normal outside over at, Salager's, you know, at the farm. And I'm getting, you know, like 200 XP. I'm like, oh, that's right, because the NPCs are helping me. Oh, duh. Like, of course. So, yeah, it was quite funny. So
that will be interesting to see, because I have not actually tested that spot.
Ooh.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we'll have to we'll have to test it and get some feedback from maybe both of you for next week, which would be awesome. But I think everyone would have a fair idea where we're talking about. So yeah, it'll be cool to see. Thank you, Sel. That was it's nice to get to know you a bit better, and we hope that your wrist will settle down so you can play a bit more soon, okay?
Yes, okay, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go on to our weeks in WoW. So, Sel, as much as you've said that you had some two nasty deaths, and I'm really sorry about your high-level toons dying, that's very
sad.
It hurts.
It's part of the game, though. You know, yes. Get used to it after a while.
It is. Though some deaths do seem to hurt a little bit more than other ones. So
yeah, but they also give you a new goal to work towards too. Yeah. So it can be kind of a double-edged sword. So it's like, okay, once you get over the initial sting of it, it's like, all right, well now I've got to work towards getting past that level. That's my new roadblock.
Yes.
Yeah. I've actually considered buying a table just so that I can have it for when I die. I can flip a real world table. But,
Nice. Yes. Maybe you should. Maybe you can get like a little bench one that you can put right in front of the keyboard. So, you know, just don't flip the keyboard. Okay. Just, you know, just reach over and just be like, flip, like a little bar.
Like a little dollhouse table that, you know, won't break when it falls over.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft therapy, breaking items in real life. It's just tells you all you need to know about the game.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, nice. Now, anything else that you've been doing, Sel, though, in the week or so?
No, not at all. Okay. I log in every once in a while just to see guild chat, but that's about it. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Niecy, how about you? I see a lot.
Oh, boy.
I see a lot of text, so I know Niecy's been busy.
I'm always busy. It doesn't matter what Stone says. Just because I don't have more than four on the list, I have been busy, darn it.
Nice.
Wanted to get him so bad for that last week. So I am running a whole bunch of characters. I'm running it was 11 unofficial Bloodthirsties. Mm-hmm. I did lose one Bloodthirsty this week. It was the toon that Zortz, Turwinkle, and I were running against each other with.
Yes!
So, okay. Unfortunately, Turwinkle has won. I don't know if he saw my message or if Zortz told him, but I made a very unwise decision.
Yes.
And I knew there was a reason that I hadn't gone that way. And three different levels in a row, I kept saying I was going to go check on this one rare. And I knew how to get to it from the Alliance side without a problem. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little different when you go Horde side because we were playing Undead. So I had forgotten about these griffins that are hanging around behind Dernhold Keep. And I forgot that they were skulls to the Horde. And they're red and they're skulls to Horde players. So, and there's some Alkin wandering around. They're like level 24 or 25. And I was slowly trying to kill my way back there to get up this hill. And on the top of the hill, there's a bear that's a rare. I think I don't know what its name is off the top of my head. I was trying to get up there to see if it was there to kill it. And because, you know, I was like, oh, I'm in Protspec, you know, let me go see what this has got for me. So weaving my way through the hills, and I saw the griffins, and I stopped, and I'm like, oh, they're there, right. Well, they started to go in one direction, and I'm like, oh, okay, I can sneak by behind them. No. No. I either clipped the aggro circle on it, or because it was a skull, it was going to trigger anyway. I don't know. All I know is that I was like, oh, I got this. And I'm going up the hill. Next thing I know, I see a beak coming into the corner of my screen. And I'm like, oh, maybe it didn't aggro. And then I looked up at my nameplate. I'm like, oh, I'm red. And I'm like, run. And I'm like trying to find a critter that I could try to charge to. Nothing was there. And I'm like, I am screwed. And I'm just like, you know what? I might as well just let it kill me at this point because I know I can't get away. Yeah. And I was halfway up the hill and it was, then its friend came in because there's a pair of them. And I was like, yep, this is done. And I was like, oh, well, you know. And then I was like, I'm sorry, Zords. Turwinkle won by default because Turwinkle stopped at level 17 during the Bloodthirsty contest from WoW Challenges that we did. And because I told him, you know, I'm taking a break from our contest while I work on the website's one. So he got to 17 and we were both level. And then he hadn't played. And I'm like, well, I'm tired of sitting still and I've got my routine and I want to play this character. So I played it to level 20 and I'm like, okay. Well, then I was getting antsy again because it had been like a week or so before I had touched it. And yeah, I'm getting rested, but I wanted to play it.
Yeah.
So I go to play it again and it was like, I should have just not gotten on that character at all. But yeah, so I lost that one and it's like, ah, oh, that sucks. But, you know, what can you do? So I'm back down to 10 Bloodthirsties, which is probably more than enough. So, yeah. So I've got, I had a couple rough weeks there. I lost the level 47 Monk and the level 48 Shaman a couple of weeks ago due to my problems. And I decided to run through some goblin NPCs that are usually fighting Worgen, and I thought they weren't going to trigger on me for some reason. I think I was half asleep, and they're like, no, I want to hug you and be your friend. And, you know, let's get to know one another better. And I'm like, no. So I kept running, thinking, you know, oh, I'm fine. No, you can't run through them, because then I picked up a second one and I was thinking, you know, maybe I should like stop and fight this, but I'm like, no, it's too late now. Just keep running. They'll un-aggro. No, because then a third one came up and then I was dead and I was like, that was a poor decision. So I had to deal with that. And yeah. And then the monk I lost to stupid targeting problems. I was in the Furblog village in, oh my god, in Fellwood. No, I was in Fellwood.
Okay.
I was at the first village where the first flight point is.
Yes.
Emerald something or other. Yeah. Yep. I was in that village down there and I had stopped to make a couple band-aids and I really shouldn't have, because I know the respawn in that village is crazy when it's busy. They just pop up like crazy. Oh. So I stopped for a second and I started getting attacked. I'm like, huh? And I quick dropped the band-aid window and I had one on me and I'm like, okay, I'm good. And then a second one came running up and I'm like, maybe I'm not so good. So I was like, oh, I've got paralyzed. So I paralyzed one target. I'm like, okay. And I went to re-click the target I was originally attacking, except there was one minor problem. I didn't actually fully click the original target back. I was still clicked on the one I had paralyzed and broke its paralysis. So I was like, ugh. And, you know, Resto Monk is not that strong. They can't, you know, they have to heal and heal and heal and heal. And then, you know, get a hit in and heal. And I was like, yeah, no. And then I was like, then a third one came up. I'm like, oh, I'm done. So, because paralysis was on cooldown. And I was like, yeah, no, I can't heal fast enough to deal with this. So I lost that one, but they have been re-rolled, and I now have the Shaman and the Monk both sitting at level 14. Nice. So Shaman is in Lac Modan, and Monk is... Where's the Monk? The Monk is on Bloodmist Isle.
Okay.
I've kind of wanted them in different areas of the world, so I wasn't looking in the same zone repeatedly, which is the problem I have with some of the other ones right now. So it's like, yeah, they're all the same level, so they're going through the same section. But I'm really excited about my Frostmage. I've been doing really well with her. She's really been a surprise. I didn't think she was going to get past level 25, to be perfectly honest. Because, you know, mages were very delicate. And she is kicking butt and taking names. What can I say? She's level 61. I got that this afternoon.
Nice.
Frost is a beast. I don't get it. She's officially a classic iron on the list, so I'm all excited about that. And I think I'm the highest mage on the list right now, dead or alive. Wow. So I was like, oh, sweet. And I'll tell you what, I was really nervous about Hellfire because I've had some problems there. Other people have had all kinds of problems, and I'm like, oh, so where I wanted to go, I thought, you know, I'm really thinking the Hellfire Reaver walks through there. I'm like, no. yes, no, couldn't make up my mind. And I'm like, does it, doesn't it? So I took a normal out there, and I'm sitting there hovering in the air waiting for it. I sat there for almost 45 minutes, didn't see him come by. I'm like, maybe I'm crazy. So I gave it up, and I went and did something else. I'm like, you know what? I really want to get her out there. You know, I'm like, we're just going to throw caution to the wind. We're going to go. I get out there. I killed two mobs, and I'm like, huh, these guys are level 60. I'm level 58, and they were yellow, and I'm like, they really weren't that difficult to kill. So I hopped back on my normal, and lo and behold, there goes the Fell Reaver marching through. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. So I went over to Zangarmarsh on the normal tune and was scouting some areas and noticed that between Tel'Rador and the swamp that's all dried up out there, was it the Mire Swamp or whatever, where all the
Dustmire, right?
I can't remember what it's called. I was there earlier today and I can't remember. Something where all these bog dudes are walking around. It's like the whole one dead section out there.
Yeah, it's called the Deadmire.
Deadmire. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was hovering around over there. I'm looking at these levels. I'm like, these are the same levels as Hellfire. So I was like, all right. So I went over to Zangarmarsh and I didn't even bother with Hellfire, and I've been fine since. And I hung out between Tel'Rador and the Deadmire till I hit 60. I did try to branch out a couple different times, but the mobs in Zangar range up to level 64. Mm-hmm. So if I came up to a red mob, I turned around and went back to the Deadmire. So I was kind of hanging out around there, but then once I hit 60 and I got my flying, then I started doing a little more exploring. And then I was like, you know what? There's a pet that drops out here. What's it drop off of? Because I'm going to be out here killing stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So I looked it up in the little pet journal thing and found where what I needed, and I looked up where it was. So I had been killing those for a while, and I actually got the pet to drop today. So I was like, nice. Oh, sweet. And I was battling a couple other people out there farming for it, because there's not that many of this mob out there in the section that I was. I was getting really mad because, you know, it was like level 110s. They were looking at it and it was falling over. I'm like, go away. Like, just go. But I somehow managed to get one to drop. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to keep it or if I'm going to sell it, because I don't know it. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to see what the prices look like on Auction House before I make up my mind, or I might sit on it and see if I get another one, because I'm going to be out there for one more level, I think. Because I think it's 62, I'm going to head to Nagran.
Okay.
If I make it 62, hopefully.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I've gotten everybody leveled. The Paladin's going to be the next one to hit Outlands. She's got two more levels to go, though. So she's got a little bit. And then everybody else is way lower. They've got a while. And I did get my pacifist leveled. So, I mean, there was that. That takes a little bit of time.
Nice.
So she's level 40 now. And I found a nice spot that kind of works with her over in Hinterlands. If you get into Hinterlands from Airy Peak, there's this kind of dirt path that you have to weave in between some wolves. And there's like a back entrance into Western Plaguelands through this little like dusty wooden path. And then it takes you back into Darrowshire, Darrowmere Lake or something. So I was back there. There's no mobs over there. And on the backside of the lake, once you come out of the path from Hinterlands, there's not a single mob on that side of the lake. And there's nodes. There's some gold ore, there's iron, there's life root, there's some blindweed around the water coming up into Western Plague. But I was doing a loop through that whole section where there wasn't a single mob, and I was like, nice. This is great. So I was like totally unhindered through that whole section. I'm like, I could get used to this. Unfortunately, this stuff's like not quite giving me as much XP as I'd like, so I'm probably not going to be there much longer. But I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So that got me some time in there, and I did work on my irons this week. So I was like, you know, I should probably dust them off. I actually hopped on Soul Noodle, who is my Alliance Disc Priest, and I had I was trying to remember what I was doing on her because it's been quite a while since I've had time to hop on her. And I'm like, oh my, I was in Wetlands. I'm like, what am I doing? Have I even done any quests down here? And I'm looking at my level and I'm like, I'm 26. Okay. And I had quests sitting in my log. And I was like, I guess I'll go do these. I don't know. And then I had to quick check her gear because I couldn't remember if I put something on her I wasn't supposed to. And I was like, okay, white gear only. So I sold a whole bunch of stuff out of my bags, and I've got a whole bunch that has to go to auction house. And I'm like, yeah, let's just go do these quests. So I was doing the quests, and I got the rare Murloc because he was out there because I was working on those guys. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And kept going through and finished up with those and hit 28. And the quests were, the mobs were green, and then they kind of started going gray once I headed over to the gnomes by the windmill thing. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Once I hit 28, I was like, yeah, I'm going to head to Arathi now because it's not worth staying at that point. And so I'm going to move out on her the next time I hop onto her. And then I got on to my Horde Priest. Now, this one was inspired through a Twitter poll I did.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, dogs are getting unruly. Awesome Trousers, I think, was like, yeah, you know, you really should go Horde and you should go Holy. And I'm like, oh, gosh, oh, I don't know about this. Holy is not my favorite spec. I'm not good at Holy at all. Yeah. It drives me crazy. So I was like, okay, fine. Now, the original Holy Priest ended up dying in Azshara, but I rerolled her. So she's still on the Goblin Island, but she managed to survive the umlauts, which Zort says he has so much trouble dealing with.
Yep.
And the goblin zombie, which I guess could be a gombie.
I like it a lot.
So I survived the gombies and the turtle of doom up in the volcano. I got hit by the breath a couple times because I wasn't quite paying attention because somebody else had triggered the quest with me. And I wasn't really paying attention, and I saw that the turtle kept turning to them, and they were actually in with the turtle, and I was like, oh god, what's going on? So it seemed like he was doing his flame breath more rapidly than he used to. So I kept getting just tagged as I was trying to get out of line of sight, and my health like kept dropping to half. I was like, heal, heal! And I finally got through that quest. I was like, this is not how I'm going to die on this one. So I got through that, and I got to level 10, so she's back on the list. So yay! And so I decided to stop. I'm like, okay, well, that's enough nerve-wracking for right now. Because, you know, that's... We need a break now. That's enough ironing. I'm not used to all this questing. Questing feels weird. And so we're just going to sit for a little bit and get some more rest gained on her for when I am killing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Russell and I were talking about it because we both co-GM Board Gamers Network, which is our guild that we've had for, I think, since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And it's moved to servers at least once. And we talked with one of our other members that's stayed with us for quite some time and let her know what was up. So we are going to be opening the guild to WoW challenge players for anyone on Moonrunner and Gnomeregan.
Okay.
We are on the Alliance side, US. So you can just do /who Board Gamers Network. And if somebody wants to join, just whisper whoever's on. Anybody can invite. And we have a rank set up for WoW challengers. And it is restricted, no bank access, no guild repairs, so you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that all set up. And if anybody wants to join in, just give us a shout. If nobody happens to be on, you can find me on Discord, and I can hop in and, you know, get you all settled in.
Awesome. Okay. There we go. I need to run more alts, so maybe I'll look at... I don't have enough. I don't have enough at all. So Moonrunner and Gnomeregan service.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to let us know which server that you're on so we can get you invited smoothly. So we have to add the, if you're on Gnomeregan, we have to add Gnomeregan to your invite. That's all.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So tell us about your week, Lena.
My week. I've been busy. I have been busy. I've been blood and ironing. Blood, that sounds a bit weird. Doesn't it? Bloody ironing, maybe?
Bloodletting.
Bloodletting, yeah. That's
bloodleading.
Blood That's pretty much it. So, yeah, so I jumped onto my Human Warrior. So this is the contest toon. She's still going. So I'm like, awesome. Yay! So she's a little bloodthirsty. Oh, Prot. Prot on a warrior. Did I say I love Prot? I love Prot. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's one of the better specs, I think.
Yes, yes. So I'm still been hunting rares over in Western Plaguelands. So I was level 39 and I was running around. And of course, I'm playing on Wormrest. So, you know, it's really good for me. It's like, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning server time when I play. So I'm like, yay, all the rares mine. Nobody gets the rares except for me. So I'm like, yay. Except when I logged in, I'm like, someone's taking my rares. So,
I know, isn't that annoying? It's like, no, these are mine. Go away.
I'm like, who's over here? I couldn't see anyone. And I'm just like, okay. So I found, normally I find like about 9 rares over there. But this day I found like 5. And I'm like, I'm so close to dinging. I need another rare. I need another rare and I'm going to ding. But I was like, oh, you know what? I might just head over to Eastern Plaguelands and I just make my way to that first, not the first flight point where Fiona's caravan is. I thought I'd go to the first tower. That way I've got, you know, an easy enough that I can jump in from where I need to fly if I'm in Western Plaguelands and I can easily get to Eastern Plaguelands and I don't have to run through. Anyway, I'm just like going along my little merry way, and then ding, level 40.
And yay!
I'm like, what? I didn't kill a rare. Oh, discovery ding.
Yes, those are awesome. I love those.
So it was such a surprise because I was so just trying to, you know, so focused on rares. And I was like, okay, if I get over to here, might be able to find this rare over here. But no, it was like discovery ding. So I was like, oh, okay, level 40. Let's go get my riding upgrade because that's going to be really, really good. So
I always forget to do that.
Oh, I was like, no, I'm leaving right now. So I flew back to, I went to Ironforge and I'm like standing at Ironforge going, where's the riding trainer? Because I completely forgot. There's no riding trainer in Ironforge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm human. So I might as well just go back to Stormwind. I know there's one there. And as I'm flying out to Stormwind, I'm like, oh, the damn riding trainer's down at, what is it, Karanos.
Yes.
Like, oh, no, I went too late. Doesn't matter. I'm already flying. So I got to Stormwind, got her, you know, the upgrade on the riding. I'm like, yay, what a difference 100% speed makes. I was like, yay.
It does. It really does.
It really does make a big difference.
Yes. Though. I was so excited. So then I hearthed back to where I had my Hearthstone still in Western Plaguelands. And I'm like, right, I'm done. She's hit level 40. That's it. She can just stay there. So I left her there. And then I jumped on my bloodthirsty monk. So she's a little dwarf. And I tell you what, when I made the monk, I honestly didn't think at this low level how good she was going to be. But she is just zipping through stuff. And it doesn't matter if I pull one or two. Like, I'm not trying to be cocky with it. It's just that sometimes, you know, you accidentally pull a second one.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just slicing them through them. And I'm like, yay. So I got her from 10 to 13. I've got her over at Loch Modan. And just, you know, just hunting rares, killing anything like the Murlocs and the Gnolly dudes, you know. So, again, trying to get some cloth, trying to get a bit of coin. But, yeah, really happy with that. She's going quite well. And I think I've now got the little heel. So, you know, so it's like, oh, okay, that's, you know, makes my life a little bit easier, but she's just slicing through things, which has been good. And then I jumped onto my warlock, my human warlock, Bloodthirsty. She was level 10. And I had her over at Westfall. So I was trying to do the same thing as, you know, like what you were saying, keep them in different places so I wasn't fighting myself for rest.
Yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, no, it didn't. So I was running around Westfall and I'm like, really? Like, I know there's, you know, one of those flesh rippers, Vulcan or mm-hmm. whatever his name is. Nope, he wasn't up. There's a harvester that's, you know, a rare one. He wasn't up. Nothing was up. And I'm like, okay, let's go.
I've had trouble finding the rares in Westfall a lot. Like, a lot of, I guess if it's because it's so busy, I don't know.
Yeah, Westfall was busy. Even at, you know, like stupid, ridiculous time, server time in the morning, I'm running around going, oh, okay, there's other people here. So I took her over to Loch Modan. And no one's in Loch Modan. And I'm like, yay! And managed to find a couple of rares. There wasn't too many, but she's only level 10. So I think I found 3 rares and ding, level 11. So
yay!
Okay, she's had her adventure. She's gone halfway across the countryside. So I think she's good. And then I jumped onto my iron. So I'd made a human warlock. Iron, like before I'd made both the little bloodthirsties, and I had her at level 19. She was questing in Loch Modan, and you forget when you're doing bloodthirsty, sometimes you forget how much questing is in Loch Modan. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so good for bloodthirsties and just killing stuff, but the questing in Loch Modan is awesome. I was still questing at, I think I hit 24, and I decided, right, okay, now I'm going into wetlands. I mean, I could have gone earlier, but I just had so many quests. And I was doing yellow quests. Like, they weren't green quests. They were still yellow. And I'm like, okay. Oh, wow. I did pick up a couple of the bigger rares, so that uh-huh. was good.
Yes, those help out a great deal.
Yeah, and so I headed over into wetlands, and on my way over there, I got her over into the glade? What's the, where the night elves are? Not that first little encampment, you know, so I got there. Took her over to the bigger one where it's got the inn. Managed to check on that Noli rare over on that little island. I'm like, yay, it's up! Bonus XP, quick, kill him. And logged her out. So she's over in wetlands at level 24. So I'm like, yep, okay. She's nice. Going quite good. I'm really happy. I now have Voidy. I'm like, Voidy at level 20, yay, finally.
I've never had any luck keeping the Voidwalker alive for any period of time. It'll be Voidy's like take
very squishy.
2 mobs and then he's dead. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, Voidy's still very squishy, which is like, but, you know, it's okay. I'm getting there with her. I think I've got Imp and Voidy, but Voidy takes aggro, so it's better to keep them off me. And I've got Drain Life now, as well as heal Voidy. So I'm like, yep, okay. Sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, throw Voidy in, do a bit of damage, and heal. Then heal Voidy, you know, and then Drain
Life. I'm always afraid to heal, like, the Voidwalker, because I'm like, this is going to be when I take the hit and die.
No. All I do is, as long as Voidy's got aggro, and then I'll go in and heal it for a bit, go back to draining life to get your health back. And yeah, so it wasn't too much of a stretch. So I'm quite happy with how she's going. And nice. Yeah, so getting there, again, remembering, you know, I'm on my iron, you can quest. I'm on my bloodthirsty, just kill stuff. It's all good. Yes. And then I decided I'd get back onto another bloodthirsty that I've got over on Oceanic. So I'd started her a little while ago. She's a Night Elf Hunter. She was level 25. I had her over in Wetlands and hunting rares, which was not so conducive to playing on Oceanic in my time. Was I'd go So this is me, okay? Just envision, here I am. I'm riding across wetlands going, is this rare up? No. Okay, go to the next one. Is this rare up? No. Okay, go to the next one. Is this one up? No. Oh, so I kept going and there was like maybe two rares up. And you know how many is in wetlands. And I'm like, okay. So I killed a few things, managed to get to level 26. And then I'm like, I'm going to go down to Northern Stranglethorn. Let's do something a bit different. So I headed all the way. I didn't have the flight path into Duskwood. So I had to go get Duskwood from Elwynn Forest. I tell you what, riding the path in Duskwood, I'm like going, if those riders turn up.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I was like, you know, swinging my camera, anything behind me, anything in front of me, like just making sure I got.
I'm so paranoid about that. I won't even go in that zone anymore at all for any reason. I'm like, nope.
I'm just like, get the flight path, Ben, get out of there. That was it. So. So I managed to do that. I got up to Rebel Camp and, you know, when you see that bridge, when you're coming off Duskwood and you're heading into Northern Stranglethorn and you see the bridge and that sense of, okay, I'm nearly there. I'm not going to get attacked by riders. I mean, I'm sure the riders don't go that far, but the whole thing was like, I just got to get out of Duskwood. So when I saw the bridge, I'm like, hallelujah. There's the bridge. Okay, get to Rebel Camp, got a flight path, and then I'm like, okay, where am I going to go? Let's go find the crocodile. Nope, the crocodile's not up. So I'm like, gosh. Okay, let's go find the gorilla. So I go over to where the gorilla is, and I'm being attacked by tigers, so I'm killing tigers, and I'm like, where's the gorilla? No gorilla. Okay, all right. So then I pop over and there's the goblins, you know, in the little, what are they? That little area just near where the engineers and the, you know, they're on the mechanical. They're a little bit higher, but they give really good XP and they're humanoids and stuff. So I started killing them. They were sort of.
Are you talking about the Venture Company base camp?
Yes. Thank you. Venture Company. That's them. So
yes,
I was killing them. And even though they were sort of yellow orange, I was just really careful killing them. They're really good. Just, you know, again, always be careful. Don't pull too many, especially if they're orange ones. But then I was like, well, if I'm going to log out, what am I going to do? I can't. There's no inn at Rebel Camp. I'm going to have to go down, you know, further to that little encampment before you go into, you know, Cape of Stranglethorn. I thought,
okay,
I'm pretty sure there's a little tent that's classed as an inn. So I ride down that way, you know, I'm looking going now, is there any more rares? There is a rare over there, but I don't want to go to that one because that's where all the trolley dudes are and it's going to be, you know, it might take me an hour to clear it to actually get to the rare. So I rode down, I killed some of the big crocolists because they were a little bit higher, killed some of the tigers, got down to the encampment, was like, yay, there's an inn. Okay, set my hearthstone here. And logged out. So I ended up getting her to 26. So she's in 26. But yeah, a real difference playing Oceanic at night, my night, as opposed to playing, you know, US server, my time, where I'm kind of
absolutely
got the whole zone free. So it was like, yeah, I'm going to have to probably play Oceanic like maybe morning my time or something, you know, something a little bit less intrusive to other people being around. So yeah, otherwise,
that is one thing I miss, like being up all night, was having the whole zone to yourself. And then, you know, now that I'm on a totally opposite schedule, I'm like, oh, I don't, there's people here, why are there people here?
Yeah,
and it shows how spoiled we get that I have the same problem, and I actually get indignant and angry. Like, I own this. This is not yours. Leave. And then I realize how selfish that is.
Exactly. I know. It is. It's like, this is my zone. You know, you'll be doing something and someone goes past you, or you see someone's helped you kill something, or and you do.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You just sort of, you kind of, I like stop and it's like I turn and look at the tune and I'm looking at that tune and I'm kind of giving them the death stare. Like,
absolutely. I've had to do that so much this week. Like, the past couple times I've been streaming, I've been in Winter Spring and I'm, you know, minding my own business. I'm not really saying anything in general, just killing my stuff. And somebody comes up and it'll be like a 110 hunter. And I get like one hit on the mob and they're like, boom, dead. And I'm like, why did you do that? My XP just dropped to like 50. Why did you do that? That was like an 800 XP mob. And I turned around and I just stared at them. I'm like, why? And I was like, okay, maybe it was just a freak thing. Maybe they just wanted to skin it. So I like run like 3 more feet, tag the next mob, boom, they did it again. Mm-hmm. I like got so mad. I turned around and started crying at them. I'm like, no, because it was the opposite faction. They were Horde and I was Alliance. And I'm like, I can't tell them no to stop it. Mm-hmm. And I must have battled this person while I was streaming for almost a half an hour before they finally went and did something else. I'm like, you are going to mess up my kills so bad. I was just like, every time I tried to go further away from them, they were just following me. I'm like, go away.
Yeah.
And my experience has been that those people, a lot of the time, they think they're helping.
Yes.
They don't really understand what's going on. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys have had it. Often I find it, but every now and again I'll get this whisper from someone who's like, you know you can wear higher gear than Vendor and Graze, right? And I'm like, not for this tune. This is a, you know, whether it's an Iron Man or a Bloodthirsty, I'm like, no, I'm doing a challenge tune. This is an Iron Man tune. And I, you know, I can only have white or grey gear. And that's normally when you'll get someone going, what's an Iron Man? What is, you know, and then you can have a chat with them. But, yeah, every now, you know, every so often, you just get that little bit. It's like, you know, you can get some better gear than what you're in. It's like, yeah, no, I can't. No, but thank you. Thank you. I know what I'm doing.
Kind of. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, it's like, no, I'm good. I don't need the help. Yeah, definitely. I've actually made like a little macro. It's like advertising the challenges, basically. Yeah. So if somebody's on my side, like my faction, and they won't stop helping me, like I'll start doing like slash Sam, like, please don't, you're killing me, my XP, you know, and if they keep doing it, then I'm like, okay, fine. So then I do the advertisement for the challenge, trying to get the point across not to help me. Yeah. And it's like, sometimes they'll stop and go away. Mm-hmm. And then other times it seems like they just keep doing it. And I'm like, fine, I have to go find somewhere else, even though I was perfectly happy over mm-hmm. here.
Yeah. I think that's the frustrating thing, is especially when you're minding your own business and someone comes to try and, in quotation marks, help. And you're like, please don't help me. Just, you know, just leave me alone. And they're like, they don't. And you're like, okay, I've either got to go and move myself where I was completely happy being here by myself, minding my own business, and now I have to move me to somewhere else because this person's, you know, trying to help and I don't want their help, or log off, or, you know.
And yeah, there's been times where I've like had to hearth. If my hearth's not on cooldown, I'll go back to the town. And I'll just sit there for like 5 or 10 minutes, or, you know, I'll get up and take the dogs outside to go to the bathroom and come back. And I'm like, okay, maybe they'll put me on a different cross realm now. Maybe that person will have gotten pulled into their dungeon. Maybe they'll just get the hint that I don't want them helping me now.
Yeah, it can be a little bit frustrating. So, so to anyone out there, please, 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 you know, as much as it's very kind of you to try and help, please don't. You know, it's we
ask first, please.
Yeah, exactly. Or just, you know, do you need a hand? No, I'm doing a challenge tune. I don't need any help. Yeah, so
I'm good. I got this, really. Thank you.
Yeah. So
I think it speaks well of the WoW community that we're actually complaining about people being so helpful and nice.
I love the spirit behind it, and I'm just like, where were you guys when I was on a regular tune leveling them up? Exactly. I never see anybody wanting to help me when I'm on a normal tune, but when I'm on my challenge tune, it's like everybody's come out of the woodwork. Oh, mm-hmm. Here, let me help you one-shot that, and I'm like, do that.
And I mean, we mean it with love and affection, but don't have us. That's all. If we're on a challenge tune, that's all. It's just like, yeah. So it is. It's quite hilarious that we just go get really upset when people help us on a challenge tune. But
I might have to make a tune called Do Not Help Me or something at some point.
No help needed. Yes. So, and then I finished off yesterday with hopping. I was umming and ahhing about doing it because I get a little bit nervous on the big girls. And last week I killed my big girl, one of my big girls, and she's now my bank tune on Wormrest. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, geez.
But I have my other big girl, which originally I'd started her on Oceanic quite some time ago when she's a night elf hunter. So she was 63 and I had her questing in Hellfire Peninsula, and the mistake I did with my 62, which was my gnome hunter, was I took her to Zangarmash at 62. And I started, which that wasn't the issue. 62 is fine to go to Zangarmash, but I was killing round the lake and got to where the Naga was. And of course, you know, just kill. And then the extra mobs came in and I'm like, right, I am not making this mistake with this tone. So
yeah, those Naga are so iffy, because sometimes like the little prisoner guys won't attack you, but then other times they will and they won't drop aggro, and it's like, hey, now I'm overwhelmed and have too many mobs on me. This is not going to go well.
So I got her to, so she was 63, got her to 64, and then I went, okay, I'm going to hand it to Zangarmash, but I'm not touching Naga. I'm staying right away from the Naga. So I started doing, Bogmarsh, went down to Briffin Village and started on that. There was the escort quest there. I ummed and ahed about it, but I'd cleared everything and I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be too much of a hassle. I've got the hunter, drop a freezing trap if I need, drop the tar trap. And honestly, with that escort quest, No problem at all. Got her back and to the Cenarian refugee place and was like, right, okay, she's 64. Leave it. You know, I've done some questing. Still not touching Naga, but I've got her in Zangarmash. I've still got quests I can do in Hellfire, but I'm going to leave her in Zangar at the moment. There's a whole heap of quests and I haven't even picked up the ones from Telrador. So
something like that.
I haven't gone up to that yet to pick up those quests, but yeah, so on the whole, good week, lots of killing, looting and questing. So it was a lot of fun, which was good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
I have very little experience with doing Bloodthirsty, but I hear you guys talk about it all the time. And you're always focusing on rares. And when I was doing my Bloodthirsty, I just focused on areas that had a high density of mobs. And if I found a rare, I found a rare. Do you find that actually avoiding regular mobs and focusing purely on the rares is a more efficient way of getting XP?
I find it depends, really. Like, if you're in some place like Loch Modan where the rares are on maybe half hour to 45 minute timers, then sometimes it's a little more to your advantage to do a loop to look for the rares and kill what's up and then go back to normal mobs. However, once you seem to get out of like the Loch Modan zone level, the higher up you get, it seems like the rares take a lot longer to come back up.
Yeah.
So then you kind of have to like change your mindset a little bit of, okay, I might go and check like after Lochmodan, I'll hit Wetlands and, you know, I'll take a look and see, you know, if this rares up or that rares up, but I don't make it a point to just go straight for them. I kind of just, you know, if I'm getting bored or if where I'm at's busy, then I'll go take a look at the rares. But then I'll head up to Arathi, and when I get to Arathi, when I know I can take on the rare, sometimes I will do I'll go and check the spots and then I'll go back over to like one section. But in Arathi, a lot of times I do almost a full loop of the zone. I don't do the full zone. I go like from refuge point and then cut across the back towards, all the spiders and towards the wall that separates it from Hillsbrad. And then I'll go straight. Like I do sort of like a boxy circle, and there's a few rares in there that I will check on as I'm going by. If they're there, great. If they're not, then they're not. Because once you start getting up to that level, they might not spawn for almost an hour and a half. So it really kind of depends on your level and what zone you're in, I find, personally.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't concentrate on rares because, of course, you know, you've got to have your kill level, you know, if you're just purely killing rares, your level's going to be really low and you'll get flagged for kills. But when I've got some rested, what I try and do is with the rested hunt the rare, because I know it's going to give me, you know, not only that bonus rested XP when I kill the rare, and then I go back to, and I try and focus on things like the humanoids when I've just got to kill them regularly, because I want cloth, because I want coin, you know, and because you're normally going to get a decent amount of greens. Like for my warrior, every time I've just tried to really solely concentrate on, she's putting up 125 auctions on the auction house every couple of days because that's how many greens I've got. And making money. I'm now up to 14,000 gold on my warrior. So,
oh, nice. You know, yeah, I just sold a nice transmog piece for a good chunk of change, too.
Just from doing, you know, so it's that's what I try and do when I look and go, okay, I've got some rested, because you chew up that rested so quickly when you're doing Bloodthirsty. It's like, yep, there it is, and it's gone. So it's just mostly just some zones, Lochmodan, Western Plaguelands is so good for rares. It's just, hunt them if I can, if I'm lucky enough to get them up. Otherwise, find that sweet spot of where I'm going to grind through for whatever playtime I've got. If I've got 30 minutes, if I've got an hour, if I've got longer. And, you know, then just get into that kind of killing mode of, not mindless killing, but you know, you're in the zone, so with your tune, it's nice to have the bonus, so you've got 2000 XP as opposed to, you know, 200. It's like, yay, my bubble goes up. So
yeah, as you get higher, it really definitely helps to see a chunk of, you know, two or three bars taken out in one hit. I'm like, oh, thank you. I mean, because there's times where it just starts to get a little bit tiresome towards the end of the level, especially. But I mean, it's difficult to just strictly hunt them. I think I heard a while ago that Zaya was trying to level mainly hunting rares. I think Stone may have adjusted the kill ratio for the rares so you don't get flagged by killing most of them, like by having more rares than regulars. I'm not 100% sure on that, so we might have to double check on that. But I think I had heard someone say he was trying to level a tune just on rares alone. So I don't know if he still has that tune or how that's going or what's up with that. But that was quite a while ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he'd started over. I think he died somewhere and he's back to a little smaller level.
I didn't know that ratio could get you flagged. That's news to me. When I did my Bloodthirsty, when I went to Wetlands, I just parked him and the inn at the Green Warden's Grove, which is about a 15-second run from the Rare Knoll. And I would just let it build up rest XP for a day, log in once for 30 seconds, kill the knoll. And it took me a couple of months, but my slash played was like 5 levels in 3 minutes or something like that.
I think Stone adjusted it because of the rares, because some people were hunting strictly rares at one point. So I think it's taking into account if it's a rare mob that you've killed, so you don't get flagged with the ratio. I might be misremembering, though, so I don't want to quote me on that. So we'll find out for sure.
Looking at the rules, so it does still say your killing blow slash total kills percentage must be 75% or higher. Break this rule and your character is yellow flagged. Kills that grant experience or honor must be past a certain threshold. 10 kills slash level up until level 10 and then level 0.3 plus floor level slash 20 for level 11 plus cumulative. So for a level 10 character means you need 100 kills. For a level 30, 234 kills in total. And for a max level, 1,803.5 kills. So, yeah. So basically, as long as you keep... And I think that's what most of us have tried to do. Utilize the rares as, you know, as part of it, not solely. So it'll be interesting if Fire is doing, you know, purely that, how that's going to go. I'll have to
ask. Yeah, I am interested.
Okay.
See if that works out.
Excuse me. All right. Well, we are going to go on to some news in the world of Warcraft.
All right. So, last week's show, Stone had mentioned that for some reason Ungaro Madness was on the calendar, and a couple of us were like, why? Because we did not know that it was supposed to be a couple times a year. We just thought it was going to be on that particular weekend in that month, and, you know, that was it. It was done. So, we were a little confused as to why it was there. And I was, you know, looking on the calendar, seeing what was coming up, and I'm like, Ungaro Madness isn't there. Like, and I went back and actually listened to last week's show. I'm like, yeah, no, and I'm checking the dates on the calendar. I'm like, it's not there. So I'm like, what's going on? Was it a bug and it wasn't supposed to actually be on the calendar? Or is it actually going on and it's a bug and it's not on the calendar? So I actually, I grabbed a normal tune and went out there because I figured, well, if she's going to die, let's use a normal. So I went out there and I'm like flying around, quiet as can be. Nobody was out there. I think two people were questing, and it was as quiet as Ungaro ever is with all the roaring dinosaurs and everything. So
yeah,
nothing was going on. So it must have been a bug and because it didn't actually happen. Mm-hmm. So everything seems fine now.
Okay.
Darkmoon Fair is wrapping up, so you guys have a few more hours for those that want to, for the Irons that want to head on out there, and those that want to burn a quest that are bloodthirsty, I actually advise not doing it, especially with the changes that might be coming in later. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's a good habit for the bloodthirsties to be relying on quests at all, of any description, if at all possible, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. And there's one more event coming up. Now, this really doesn't apply to us, but it is coming up. It's going to be Trial of Style. At first, I was looking at it, and that's going to be on the 17th through the 21st. And I was thinking, oh, well, you know, transmog, and, you know, the bloodthirsties can wear greens. So I actually looked at it. No, don't touch it, because it's going to group you. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to talk to one of the transmogifier guys, and it's going to put you in a group with, like, 5 other people, and you're going to be done right there because you've just been grouped. So just leave it alone. You can do it on your normals, whatever, but sorry, guys, don't bother.
Okay, well, that'll be an interesting one on the normal tunes to see what happens with that, but
I'm like kind of intrigued about it, but I'm not sure if I want to touch it on one of my normals. I don't know if I'll actually have time to really mess with it, but it sounds interesting nonetheless.
Okay, awesome. All right, let's go on to the state of the challenges for this week. And yay, I have got the update. So,
yay!
All right, so Sel, can I get you to read through the irons for me, please?
Absolutely. Okay, this week we have got Kyun, I believe is how it's pronounced. Unfortunately, dead at level 74. Iron Assi is hit level 74. Marglock has hit level 77. 5-Bit has hit 78. Cam has hit 78. Unfortunately, Toxicat died at 90. That's a real bummer. And we have Never Died Rogue at 101. Out Roguester at 103. Marge Rage at 107. And drumroll, Iron Zadora has hit 110. And that's the 20th Iron Champion for Legion and our first Paladin to make it to 110 in the expansion.
That is awesome.
Very good job.
Congratulations.
Yay, Iron Absolutely. Zadora. Yes, and I think we, Stone said we're having them on in a couple of weeks' time. So
sweet.
That will be good because they're not known as that name and I can't remember what name he said. But I'm pretty sure they're coming on. So yay!
Nice.
Yay! We lost
yay,
a few,
good
though.
Job.
We lost a few irons this week. So
yeah, it was a rough week, it looks like.
It was.
At least for the irons.
All right, let's have a look at the blood. So Nisi.
Of course. All right. So are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Soulful Paul, 49. Another Soul, 49. Soul Shot, 52. Soul Shield hits 56. Conjured Soul hits 61. Yay, someone not me. Genetic hits 68. Bloody Boz at 68. Orc V2 has hit 73. Tire Iron is at 77. And Too Thirsty has hit level 80. Good job, guys.
Well done. Look at Orc V2. That's the warrior challenge to you know
from the contest
so they're doing really well. I'm not sure where Nova died is. I think he's
yeah
still
I guess
up.
He didn't have time to play this week. I think he's still like
That's
78
like him.
I know. I was like, where is he?
So well done. All right, Pacifist, Sel, can you do those, please?
Sure. We have this week 5 Curmudgeon at hit level 40, Sneaky Boys at 43, Peaceable at 52, Petal 6 hit 61, and Petal 5 hit 61, Harry Up hit 65, Never Died Passy at 74, Huey Hamster at 76, Schnuffle Tips at 85, and Ferellian is at 94. Yay. And I would like to thank Lita for letting me read the pacifist just so that I could say Huey Hamster and Schnuffle Tips.
They are some of the best names. Gee, you guys
they
come
are.
Up with great ones. That's just awesome. I have to think about when I say Schnuffle Tips, I have to literally pause for about 3 seconds to make sure I say it right. So it's nice that I don't have to say it because everyone knows words is hard for me. But well done, Pacifist. And look at Fair.
Good job.
94. Yeah, you go, girl. Excellent.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Got the tins.
Yes.
Are we ready? All right. So we've got Iron Pala at level 30. Iran?
Yeah.
At 37. I don't know. Sorry if I mispronounced it. Ivanibus at level 40. Lucy Lynn at 45. Catheter at level 50. Darvex at 53. Iron Deso at 59. Iron Freck at 60. Patty Cake at 62. And Caressa at 66.
Well done.
Good job, guys.
I love Patty Cake as a name, too. That is so cute. That is really so very
I know.
Cute.
I would have never even thought of using that as a name, you know?
I know.
Oh, hey.
I know. No, that's really cool. Well done, everyone. So
Absolutely.
Commiserations, obviously, to all of those that we have lost this week. But good job, everyone on leveling your challenge tunes. Now, for the speed to 60, there is no changes this week. So Fancy is still holding that top time. And that speed to 60 time is 16 hours, 1 minute, and 46 seconds. So if anyone is up for that speed to 60, that is the time that you need to do. Remember, be careful. Make sure that you do it safely, people, when you you're going to do the speed to 60.
So, and it is a real-world time, guys. That's why we stress, world. You know, only do it if you are physically, mentally able to. Because, it's not going to be your slash played. So, unfortunately, right. I mean, it would be awesome if we could get access to that. But, unfortunately, real-world time.
Yes. So, no, very, very, very cool. But for those that want to try it, you know, good luck. Good luck.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, it's a shame. It shows how old that I am that when I first started playing, I would have been all over that challenge. And now I just look at it and think, man, I really want a nap.
I hear you. I hear you. I flat out trying to sit for like an hour, like just... That is, my body just now just goes, you need to move. You need to move. I need to get one of those desks. You know how you can get those desks that become a desk, but then you can lift it up so you can stand up?
Oh, yeah.
Standing desks.
That would be good. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. So I could sit, and then when I need to actually move the body, that I could go, okay, guys, I'm just going to move my whole desk up and still be able to, you know, podcast and that. Nobody knows. I'm now standing. You know, that would kind of be. That would be cool. Okay. All right. So we are going to go on to...
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Okay. This is the spot where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges. Share your tips, tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all that kind of thing. Now, sell. Did you have, you had asked Nisi earlier about that spot in the Hinterlands. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention about bloodthirsty spots that you were curious Nisi might have some input on?
No, we covered it all earlier, okay. So I am good to go in that section.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right. Okay. Well, then how about you can take the next one. Please, sell.
Okay, from TRX in Discord. Yes. Is there a level range in which you have to add your character to the Iron Man list?
No.
If I remember right, I thought it had to... Oh, no. Iron Man is any time, right?
Iron Man is any time.
Yep.
We did
it's
get
the, it's the Tin Man that I think has a cutoff level of 30 at the moment.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Yeah. So, or you can add, yeah. So it's iron. Anytime that you want to add, it is completely fine. Okay. So I'll get you to do the next one too, please.
Sure. And this comes from Iron Compass, also on Discord. And they ask, does the inky black potion interfere with the Iron Man status? And I have absolutely no idea. That's a good question.
So there was a lot of chat about this. Nisi, I think in the end, what was the end result for that? Because it is classed as a potion, but I would
But honestly, until we can get a definitive answer. Now, I think this was asked before, and I want to say the answer was no. Yeah. But until we can actually clarify it for sure, and one of us can write it down somewhere or maybe add it to the FAQ, we'll get Stone to do it. I'm going to say until we find out for sure from Stone, we're going to say don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you have to have it since it's just, you know, for appearance's sake in the background.
Yep.
It's not that vital to you.
Does give
just
you
leave
a
it alone.
It does give you 2-hour buff. I spent I spent last night screenshotting on my my main warlock anyway, riding around. It is stunning. Like I'm in Dalaran. I took some screenshots with the inky black potion on, looking up at Argus. Oh my goodness, was just stunning. You know, this game at times is so stunning. It's amazing. But I would say 2-hour buff. So yeah, definitely stay away from it. We will get some hard and fast answer on it, but for the moment we're saying no. They're not bind on Soulbound, so you can certainly buy them, sell them if that is what you want to be able to do, but don't use them yourself on a challenge tune for the moment.
Yeah, okay? I think if we're not sure, we should just err on the side of caution and be like, yeah, no, don't touch it, and we'll get a definitive answer as soon as we're able to.
Yep.
But since it's not pressing to complete anything right now, then just don't touch it for your own well-being and aggravation. Just leave it alone for now.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Nisi, what else have we got?
Okay, so from Agusis, and I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, from Discord, is Dark Moon Fair allowed to do only daily quest? I only found out I can't use any XP buff from there anyways. So basically, the question is, as I'm understanding it, can you do Dark Moon Fair on Challenge 2? And that depends on which challenge you are participating in. Bloodthirsty, I'm going to say don't bother. I know some people want to go for the bag, you know, if you really, really have to, okay. But I would say,
no. On an iron, yes. On a blood,
iron, yeah, go for it. Yeah, blood, that's really going to be user beware. If you really want to burn that quest, I guess so, but yeah, no. Pacifist can do some of it, but not all of it. I know Whack-A-Knoll counts as kills, so stay away from that. I mean, you can at least do, like, your cooking daily if it doesn't require you to kill anything. I mean, I think one of them out there is just fishing something, but I'm not sure if in the end it counts as a kill or not. But we do have a thread, courtesy of Stir, that has gone up on the WoW Challenges forums. You can find it on the general board, and it is titled Dark Moon Fair and Iron Man. And he has listed some things on there, which quests he finds safe, and what he has experience with that are just fine for irons.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And that was the guinea pig saying hi, I take it.
Yep. So, yes, nice. Sorry.
Nice. He did also mention, be careful in the woods. So I know that when I took my iron over there, I pretty much do not leave the fair. There was a moment that I thought about that. I was like, well, I could go get some inky, you know, some of the inky black potions and hang on to them and sell them. And then I was like, what if Moonfang is in the woods? If Moonfang's
that's the only
in the
thing.
Woods,
yeah.
It's going to be bad. So I thought, no, I'm not going to take a chance. I know that the other wolves are yellow, you know, the ones that come out before a lot of times before Moonfang does. But I'm pretty sure once Moonfang comes out, Moonfang is red. So
yeah, I think so. And I've gotten one shot on a normal tune with Moonfang up. So if you're going to go the fair, just try to stick to the main fairground tent, main street, I guess we'll call it.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if I'd want to risk doing the vehicle quests. That's really going to be up to you. I mean, you might be okay. But I know Stir's got a conversation going up where other people are adding in their tips and their experiences over with Dark Moon Fair and their irons as well.
Yeah, excellent. And certainly everyone can check that out if you want more information or, of course, you know, jump into Discord and throw some questions at the veterans and the mods there, which is always a good thing to do. So thank you very much for that question. Okay, we've got one more.
Yes, this one came from our Facebook page. Yes, WoW Challenges does have a Facebook. This comes from Heather, and they ask, I know the red flag means the person failed the challenge. What does it mean when they have a green flag and a red exclamation mark next to their name? Okay, basically, this is what it is. If you have, your tune's basically deleted, and the website isn't picking it up right, or you've died and deleted and didn't hit update before you deleted, mm-hmm. so the website still thinks you're around, but you're not really. You'll see it a lot on the Honored Dead list where this exclamation point will come up. It'll say lost to the nether.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Basically.
They're agreeing with you.
Basically, the tune's been deleted is what it's going to come down to in the end. And the tune is just non-existent any longer.
Yeah. And I mean, the easiest thing is a lot of times with that stuff on the WoW Challenges website is just mouse over it. And it will often say, you know, lost to the nether or some particular thing. So, but like anything, if you are unsure, we like to get the questions because new players, you know, wanting to know about this stuff, we don't always know this until, you know, down the track. So again, Heather, thank you so much for the question. We really appreciate that.
And any questions that come in through Discord, if we don't know the answer right away, hang in there with us and we will try to get the answer clarified for you as soon as possible.
Exactly. All right. I get the pleasure, privilege, not really sure what we would call it this week. But anyway, Azzy sent me in, let's say, it's not a pun, it's more a joke. And thank you, Azzy. I appreciate it. He sent it to me at, I'm sure, some ungodly hour of the morning. But as he said, so here we go. Here's the joke. Why did the jelly bean go to university? Because he wanted to be a smarty. Oh, that's really cute. Actually, that's such a cute joke. Azzy,
you know,
I like that one.
After hearing that, I kind of regret requesting the weekly puns now. I just, oh.
Oh, I tell you what, the boys do come up with some good stuff. So thank you. Thank you very much, Azzy. All right. Okay. It's time to wrap things up. So I want to say a big thank you to all our Patreons. We got a new Patreon, Grand Negus, last week. So thank you very much, Grand Negus. So here's just a quick shout out to all of those Patreons that do, I suppose, donate $5 a month towards us, helps pay for the website, for the server, and that kind of stuff. So guys and girls, we really appreciate it. So Azzy, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gottrick, Grand Negus, Calamoon, Lisan, Never Died, and Zaya. So again, thank you guys. We really appreciate it. Stone really appreciates the help. So thank you all for that. Okay. Next show will be next week, which is Saturday, August 19th, 7 p.m., which is Stone time, U.S. What is it? Eastern Standard?
Eastern U.S., yeah.
Thank you. Which is Sunday, August the 20th, 9 p.m., 9 p.m. 9 a.m. I think I need more coffee, guys. I've only had
I think so too.
Okay. 9 a.m. my time on Sunday. Anyway, we will be having Townie, who will be coming to join us. So, Sel, thank you so much for coming and having a chat with us today. We really appreciate it. And it's been great to get to know you and what you've been up to. So, thank you. If you can tell everyone, where can we find you or get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's been great. I don't do the social media. If you want to find me, I'm in Discord, and I play on Wormrest Accord Alliance side. All my tunes start with Cell in the name. And those are the two ways to find me. So.
Oh, nice. Excellent. All righty. Niecy, where can we find you?
Oh, where can't you find me? All right, so I'm on Twitter at NiecyBGN, BGN for Board Gamers Network, for those that are curious about why BGN is on there. I also have a Facebook and Twitch page with the same name, NiecyBGN. I try to keep it as simple as possible. You can find some of my stuff on YouTube sometimes. You know, you can just search NiecyBGN on there. It might say something about me, my totem. It's still me. Don't worry about it. It's an old username. It's still stuck in the address. Just go with it. And I'm also one of the moderators on the WoW Challenges Discord channel, so you can find me on there as well if you need me.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Okay, where you can find all of the WoW Challenges, which is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. And if you want to get in contact, we are on Twitter at WoW Challenges, as well as our wonderful Discord server where we have lots of discussion, lots of stuff. Discussion, rivalry, death information, there's all sorts of good stuff there. Coffee jokes, what sort's putting up, mem stuff, I don't know, there's all sorts of things. But if you want to check it out, come to discord.wowchallenges.com. And there is, of course, links up on the WoW Challenges website for that. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/WoW Challenges. And you can check out the videos for the show, which is youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. Remember, we are live most weeks, not this week, but most weeks we will be live, which is twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. Now, you can find Stone. He is on Twitter at StoneGrasp. I'm doing his, you can grasp, I'm grasping my stones. Okay, so I'm doing his little grabby hands that he does up in the air. And you can find him on Adventures in Azeroth that he does with me. Normally we do that on a Thursday, crazy time for him, evening for me. You can find me on Twitter, which is at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. As always, a big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro. It is awesome, and we really appreciate him doing that for us. You can find him at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter, as well as one of the hosts of Torrin Think Tank that he does with Jules every week. Other than that, good luck to all of our challenge players this week. I hope everyone has a good, successful week. So, again, thank you for joining us. Nisi, be safe this week on all your challenges.
That's the plan, hopefully.
And hope you guys all have a great week. So, other than that, we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.